So if we are in a troublesome situation, then is moving away from that situation not like running away? Isn't it better that we see that situation as a stimulus, as an opportunity for learning, improving, for growing spiritually? Yes, definitely. Every situation is an opportunity to learn and grow. Specifically, how we learn and grow, that is not stereotyped. Basically, if we are having a troublesome situation, there are three broad alternatives to it. One is change the situation. Second is change ourselves. Third is walk away from the situation. It is not necessary that only one of these situations is the best course for spiritual growth. We see the Pandavas, they adopted all these three at different times. Initially, when the Kauravas were persecuting them, they tried to poison Bhima, they tried to burn them in Varanavart. The Pandavas simply tolerated themselves. Yudhishthira told them, don't complain about this, don't publicize this, don't provoke them unnecessarily. He just tried to change themselves, tolerate it. But then, when they tried to disrobe Draupadi, then a particular line was crossed. Then the Pandavas took assertive action. They fought. So they did not just change themselves, they changed the situation at that time. And eventually, when Krishna departed from the world, they said, enough now. They also left. So they walked away from the situation. So the point is, in all situations, in different situations, they acted differently. And in all these situations, they are devotees. They are choosing things which help them to grow. So the point, so in general, we should not run away from situations. See, there's a difference between walking away and running away. Running away means that we are so fearful of that situation, I just want to get out of here. I don't care where I go. That is running away from the situation. But walking away from a situation means that, you know, I have better things to do in my life. I have more important things to do in my life, and I don't want to waste my life fighting the situation. So, with that understanding, because I have something more important to do, suppose say we are driving a car, and then somebody cuts across us, and then we get angry and we try to speak something to the person, that person shouts back at us. Now we may feel, no, I am not wrong. Why are you shouting at me? You are wrong. Now we may say, I'll go to a cop and I'll tell that person and get this person. But if we are going for some important meeting, we'll say, no, that's let it. Just forget this. So we may just leave that situation. Sometimes we may walk away from a situation because we have something more important to do with our time and energy. So when I talked about when we are in a provocative situation to move away from it, I was talking more in terms of at that moment to choose a wise response. So if say if we have got into a shouting match with someone, that person is shouting, we are shouting, that person is shouting. Now usually shouting matches never lead to any solution. It's only both people, their throat get exhausted, but internally they're still shouting at each other. So it's best to move away from that situation at that time, or whatever it is. Whatever it is that is our provocation, we move away from so that we can think and choose, respond wisely. So usually when we are in rajoguna or tamoguna, when we are angry or when we are irritated or when we are passionate, whatever it is, when we are in the lower modes, we can't choose wisely. So moving away from that situation helps us to create some distance. It gives us better perspective. We can come to the mode of goodness and then can choose a proper response. In general, actions done in the heat of the moment, actions done in passion, they are in a rush of passion, they are often counterproductive. So it's good to, in that situation, just press a pause button. Not yes, not no. Just pause. And after pausing, then I think, what should I do? What should I do? And we can respond. You know, if I get angry with someone, I may just express my anger and say that person is far away, I write an email to them. But then I try that if there are any strong words in that email, I will not send that email for 24 hours at least. Then next day when I read that email, hey, you know, what is there to get so worked up about? Or I may at that time, yeah, you know, this makes sense, but maybe I just make this word a little less judgmental. So I may either send that mail unchanged, which usually doesn't happen. I change a few things at least. Or sometimes I may decide I just not send this mail only. So it's not that I succeed. Sometimes I still get angry and I speak angrily also. But the thing is, I have found that a lot of trouble is avoided just by pause. So when I was talking about moving away from the situation, it is not running away. It is just pausing so that we can become more peaceful, think more clearly and respond appropriately. Okay? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.